Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into some pretty technical material you sent over on AI safety. We're contrasting, well, two really different ways of thinking about it. There's the usual approach, behavioral alignment, trying to make AI act morally, right? And then there's this other idea, accountability by design, making it legally answerable.
Right. And that second one is where ternary moral logic, or TML, comes in. It's a pretty fundamental shift in philosophy, actually. We're talking about moving away from trying to shape behavior perfectly beforehand. The RLHF, constitutional AI, that sort of thing.
Yeah, the training methods.
Exactly. Towards something more like post hoc accountability. But accountability that's robust, like legally sound. It accepts things will go wrong and asks, how do we ensure there are consequences, or at least clear answers?
And the sources we looked at really hammer home why this shift might be needed, these learning-based systems. Well, they can be brittle, they can fake alignment, look like they're doing the right thing, but aren't really.
And the big problem is the black box. You can't truly audit why it did what it did, which, you know, gives deployers a kind of plausible deniability shield.
Okay, so governance frameworks, like the NIST one, they set out principles.
Great principles, yeah. But they don't have the technical teeth, right? They can't enforce those principles inside the AI's decision loop at runtime. TML aims to be those teeth.
Okay, so let's unpack TML itself. Ternary meaning three parts, not just good, bad.
Precisely. It dishes the binary. You have prohibited, that's medical one. Think of it as moral resistance, a hard stop, non-negotiable. Then you have permissible, plus one, moral affirmation. That's for everyday routine actions, green light.
And the innovation is the middle one, zero.
Yes, the zero state. Permissible with justification. This is the core, really. They call it the sacred pause. It's inspired by like a doctor taking a moment before a critical decision, deliberation.
A pause. But doesn't that kill performance? Especially in, say, self-driving cars.
Ah, but here's the clever bit. Architecturally, it's non-blocking. When the AI hits that zero state ambiguity, it actually proceeds with the action in real time.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't freeze.
No. But in parallel, a separate process kicks off to generate the justification, the documentation for why that action in that ambiguous context was taken. So the accountability overhead doesn't bottleneck the main task.
Right, right. That sidesteps the latency objection. And what's the output of that parallel process?
That's where the moral trace logs come in. These are designed to be the AI's black box, but an open one, in a sense, an unimpeachable one.
Yeah.
They need to be immutable, cryptographically sealed, and anchored to public blockchains. Think Bitcoin, Ethereum. To make them court admissible, it turns a fleeting digital event into something legally verifiable, something permanent.
So essentially evidence designed to stand up in court, even against corporate pushback.
Exactly. Built to neutralize that plausible deniability we talked about.
So the big question then is adoption. The sources seem pretty clear. This isn't something developers focused only on capabilities will just, you know, pick up voluntarily.
Probably not. No, that's the hard truth. Adoption, the thinking goes, will likely be triggered by, well, disaster.
Yeah.
An AI incident big enough to shift the public and regulatory focus sharply from what can it do to who is liable.
Like we saw with airplane safety or nuclear power regulation.
History suggests liability forces change where purely ethical arguments might not.
So where does TML likely show up first?
High stakes areas. Places where liability is already a massive factor. Autonomous systems are a prime example facing real trolley problems. Finance, definitely. Think high frequency trading needing bulletproof audit trails. Medicine, critical infrastructure.
Yeah.
Anywhere, failure has catastrophic consequences.
I mean, who drives it? Not the AI builders themselves, necessarily.
Less likely them, more likely the people holding the risk. Insurers, first and foremost. How can they ensure AI risk without verifiable logs? And regulators, DHS, FAA, SEC, they'll demand accountability by design to manage systemic risk. Deployers managing that risk will push for it too.
Okay, so let's recap the core difference here. Current alignment tries to prevent failure through training, which is imperfect and opaque. TML sort of accepts failure can happen, and builds the infrastructure to figure out why and assign responsibility afterwards.
Precisely. It's about verifiable accountability when prevention fails.
All right. So as we wrap up, maybe a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on.
Yeah, consider this. TML is explicitly designed, as the sources say, to withstand corporate lies and state secrets.
Right.
If that's the kind of robust system needed for real accountability, what does that imply about current AI systems? Does its necessity suggest that today's models are perhaps fundamentally operating outside any truly effective legal scrutiny? Are they, in effect, uninsurable and unaccountable by their very design? something to think about.